Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Andrew Chin's The Cold Start Problem. Sophie, I gotta ask, before we get into it, how many network effects startups have you seen try to launch and just fizzle out?
Oh, so many. It's almost painful to watch. And that's exactly what this book is about, why most of them fail, and how the few that succeed actually do it. Andrew Chin was an early Uber exec, so he's seen it from the inside. The book is basically a playbook for building a network from zero users.
Yeah, and he starts with this idea that I think is so counterintuitive. He says you don't build a network by getting millions of users at once. That's a recipe for a ghost town. Instead, you build it atomically, one tiny, cohesive group at a time.
Right, the atomic network. The smallest social unit that can generate value on its own. For a dating app, that might be a single college campus. For Slack, it was a single software team. You need to find that seed crystal and make it perfect.
And he has this great concept called the Tiny Speck. It's named after the company that made Glitch, a beautiful game that failed because it tried to be everything to everyone. But from that failure came Slack, which was built for the tiniest possible use case, a dev team that needed to communicate better.
That's the lesson. Don't build for a broad market. Build for a tiny group that desperately needs what you have. Make it so good for them that it becomes indispensable. That's your minimum viable network.
And then you get to what Chin calls the crossover phase. Once you have one thriving atomic network, you need it to replicate. And it doesn't spread randomly. It spreads along existing social or professional connections.
The invite mechanic is key here. Every user should become a potential salesperson. Slack grew because one team at a company loved it, so they invited another team and another. It's viral, but not in the buzzword sense. It's designed to be inherently shareable.
But here's where the book gets really interesting for me. Chin talks about the collision point. This is when the network gets so successful that it starts creating its own problems. Like, too many sellers on a marketplace means buyers can't find quality stuff.
Exactly. And he uses Uber as an example. In early San Francisco, they had to balance supply and demand constantly. If a driver could get a rider in minutes, great. If not, they'd leave. So the network's most important job became managing that collision, sometimes even limiting growth to keep quality high.
He calls it building the moat. The competitive advantage isn't just size, it's how well you handle the chaos of your own success. And he warns about the law of shitty click-throughs. Paid ads get less effective as you grow, so you need organic, product-driven growth.
Eventually, if you do it right, you hit escape velocity. That's when growth becomes self-sustaining. The network effects are so strong that the product becomes a category-defining standard. But Chin also warns about the death spiral. If you don't manage collision points, quality degrades, power users leave, and the whole thing collapses.
MySpace is the classic example. They let spam and low-quality content take over, and Facebook offered a cleaner experience. The network effects turned against them. Users didn't just leave, they fled.
So the takeaway for me is that network effects aren't a permanent asset. They're fragile and need constant care. The book is really about human behavior, status, belonging, and utility. The product is just the stage. The users are the performance.
Honestly, the one thing I'm taking away is that the cold start problem isn't solved by throwing money at ads. It's solved by finding that tiny, passionate group and making their experience perfect. Everything else follows.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Networks are built one small group at a time, and the hardest part is getting that first spark. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one.